This podcast is supported by listeners like you. We're grateful for your tax-deductible donation at newthoughtphilly.org or the link in the episode description.
A practical prayer is a prayer that works.
These discussions between Reverend Bill Marchione and Carol Lawrence dive into the details of how it works and how to work it.
Reverend Bill is a New Thought minister and the author of Practical Prayer for Real Results.
Your new life begins with a new thought.
Carol Lawrence is on a spiritual quest, finding the New Thought teaching after decades on the pulpit in three different traditional denominations.
I've got some questions.
Together, they're exploring the philosophy and activities that come together from many of the world's religions to create the practical spirituality that is New Thought.
Welcome to the Practical Prayer Podcast. I'm Carol, here with Reverend Dr. Bill Marchione, and I'm all wrapped up in the thought of what's going on, the conversation. So
you're already excited.
Yeah.
Okay. So Spill, what is it that we're going to talk about in the episode today?
Okay, so it's manifestation. And I want to, you know, like tie it to the prayer so it can, you know, the book can live for us. And so you probably have the page number that I'm looking for. But you hear manifestation a lot. And right. It's about something showing up in our life and so forth. And you gave me a line several episodes ago about how, you know, God is the manifestation.
Right.
And, you know, it's just a thing because you hear it so much. And as lovely as the subject is, I just would like to zero in on it just a little bit more.
Okay.
And where we might be able to see it best from my thoughts is in the harmony and balance prayer. I don't have the page number, but you do.
Is that the title of the prayer, Harmony and Balance?
Yeah. If anybody's looking at the ebook where I really love to be, it's number 327. I love ebooks because I can just flip. You don't need to be looking at, you'll get it. You don't need to be looking at this when I ask a question because you know all this stuff. Plus you wrote the book.
There it is. Yeah, so that's actually one of the prayers for physical wellness.
Okay, that's really good. That's great. Okay. It is with great gratitude for this goodness that I speak this word of truth, knowing that it is made manifest without hesitation. And so it is. That is so amazing. And it's comforting and reassuring. And, you know, you can just fly with that, aside from it just being phrased in a beautiful way. But saying that, knowing that it is manifest, which means present tense, I understand that because I was in your class.
Mm-hmm.
But when we don't see it, feel it, you know, maybe the health situation that's not good is persistent. Perhaps the pocket is still light. What's happening? I got that from the richest man in Babylon. He talks about it like that. But when the pocket is still light, what is the present tense of that? How do you handle the present tense when you can't see, feel, touch? Forget about it. Doesn't look like it's on the way. Okay, we can toss that. But yeah, how do you reconcile manifestation that has yet to manifest tangibly? And clear?
So, we were actually talking about this in the daily meditation today, a corollary of this, which is overcoming overwhelm. So, and when somebody told me that that's what they want to do, is that they need to overcome their sense of overwhelm, it's like, what does that look like? Because I knew exactly what they were talking about. I've had that feeling of overwhelm myself, and it comes in all kinds of different ways. Too many things on the to-do list, too many people vying for my attention, a dozen 9-year-olds screaming that they want cake right now, it's different in lots of different cases. So the question is, what's the opposite of that? Once you've overcome overwhelm, what do you have? Because the opposite of overwhelm is not underwhelm. Mm-hmm. The opposite of overwhelm is a different feeling than being overwhelmed, and it's specific to the feeling of overwhelm that we have. So in the same way that when we are having an experience that we don't like and we want to manifest an experience that we do like, we need to put some words on it. We need to put a definition or an understanding on what it is that we do want. And that goes back to one of our favorite topics, which is the pivot. To turn away from the shadows and the uncertainty and lack of clarity and misguided wandering around to the guidance and the sure knowing that we're taking our next perfect step. So that's the process. Does that make sense? Or did that answer the question?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Good. That gives us some more.
Because
that gives us the rest of the episode to narrow it down.
Yeah. So I'm going to take it to, where it's real simple. Most of us want it to happen. The manifestation is the actual happening, the thing that we see. This is it. You want X number of dollars. You want this job. You want, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you feel that the manifestation is in present tense when in fact it isn't? And to be more specific, and I said it earlier, you are believing for, and you've used the words that I used in this lovely closing of the prayer. It is with great gratitude for this goodness that I speak this word of truth, knowing that it is made manifest without hesitation. Yet, my pockets are still light. I'm still broke. Okay.
And so let us back up a little bit, because the part that you're reading is actually from the last step in the prayer. It is the release step.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is after we have gone through the entire process of identifying the infinite creative power that creates everything and that we are part of that one power, and then claiming the good that we are inviting in, dealing with whatever sludge gets stirred up by us trying to believe something that hasn't been happening up until now, and then getting to the point where we believe that that good is underway, so that you can say, it is with gratitude for this goodness that I speak this word of truth, knowing that it's made manifest without hesitation. And so it is. So let me read the rest of the prayer, and then we'll get back to that part and how it's okay to end that way, as long as you get the middle in there. So again, this is a prayer for harmony and balance. It's a prayer for physical wellness. So the unification, where it's talking about the infinite, starts off, there's only one power, one mind, one intelligence that created everything in the world around me. It began with nothing, in darkness and void, and brilliantly brought forth all of the rich ranges of form and forces that I experience. Because everything came from the One, all must be, by its nature, perfectly fit together in its place within the whole. This is the divine harmony and balance of all creation. So we're talking about spirit. We're talking about the infinite. This is like the One that creates everything, from darkness and void, sharing itself as everything. And it's saying everything is this One. Okay, and it all fits together in harmony and balance. I can go with that. And the prayer is about harmony and balance. So can God do harmony and balance? Yes, indeed. Okay, on to step two. This is the unification where we claim that good for ourselves as well. I am part of this creation, so I too must fit into it in perfect balance and harmony. Okay, so you see what I'm doing there is I'm putting myself on the coattails of the infinite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not just claiming that I'm in perfect harmony and balance because I started the prayer not believing it. But when I begin with, okay, so there's this infinite universe that all fits together in harmony and balance, and that's the creative force behind it. It's all one, and one can't be out of harmony. There can be an experience of it, but that's not the truth of it. So that's the infinite, and then I'm claiming that for me too, because if that's all there is in the universe, I got it. Poised with this information, I go into the realization or the affirmation or the actual what's currently become called the manifestation claim. Every cell in my body is in harmony within itself, with all of the surrounding cells and tissues and fluids and organs of my body, and with everything in my environment. This harmony and balance is the perfect health. This harmony and balance is the perfect health, which is my birthright, the natural order intended for my experience. So what I'm doing in that step is I am claiming that this harmony and balance that exists everywhere and that's part of me too, that's what's showing up in my life. Even though before the prayer, I wasn't feeling it. Is that making sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, because it's possible that feeling out of balance or not in harmony when I started the prayer, I will have a little bit of an objection come up in my subconscious going, you? I don't think so. It's to refute, to deny, to turn away from that. So if that yeah, but you're still sneezing. Yeah, but the pocket is still light or whatever. You have to refute it by saying anything that appears to obstruct or interfere with this perfect health and harmony is a temporary distraction and is not the truth. So basically, I am taking my spiritual 2x4 and I'm meeting my disbelief with it. No, you go away. And then I return to the affirmation. I allow my mind and body to return easily and immediately to harmony, health, and comfort. So again, I'm claiming my good. That's the reaffirmation or the re-realization. And then we do gratitude, because once I believe this, once I'm not getting a subconscious objection that this couldn't possibly be happening to me, I say I'm thankful for the divine goodness, grateful to live each moment in balance and harmony. So I'm letting it go in gratitude. I'm not doing this any more than I'm creating the stars when it get dark out. They were there. There's an infinite power that created them. That same infinite power is creating this new experience of harmony, wholeness, wellness, and balance for me. And so I'm thankful for it. And then, having gone through this whole process, I can let it go. And that's the last step. That's the one that you read before. It is with gratitude for this goodness that I speak this word of truth, knowing that it is made manifest without hesitation. And so it is. So basically, that infinite creative power that creates everything, I've now called on that power to create this new experience of harmony and balance and whatever the opposite of light pockets is for me. And then I let it go. And I know that it's happening. I know that it's already made manifest. And it's being made manifest without hesitation. So am I seeing it already? Maybe, maybe not. But I know that it's already happening.
Yeah, I would say when you say, am I seeing it? Probably not. Probably not. Because if we're seeing it, you know, if it's there, like nobody's praying because you already got it. It's there. You know, right. When you have it, you don't pray for it. But I think the part that is a little different. I don't know the word to say, but it's a waiting. It's a willingness to wait, because some things do happen instantly. Mm-hmm. And it's a kind of, what do you do in the moments between the, it is manifest and it really like is manifest. It's manifest, but now it's in the bank. You might be a little
well, and that's the reason for that, the two steps in there, the refutation and reaffirmation. It's because when I claim something and I don't believe it's true, it's not actually what I claim that's happening, it's what I believe that's happening. And I believe that it's not happening, it's not happening. So what I want to do is I want to go through those two steps of saying there's nothing that stands in the way of this. Any idea that I have to be in this place of light pockets or disempowerment or illness or discomfort or out of whack or whatever. That's not true. There is no need for that. There is the opportunity for me to have all of this goodness that I'm claiming. And what we want to do is make room for it. I will use two highly spiritual analogies, if you'd like. The first one is the spiritual practice of bowling. So, you've been bowling?
Yes. Yes.
Big fan?
No. No enough.
Doesn't matter. Okay. So, when somebody's bowling, and they roll the ball down the lane. They let go of the ball, and mm-hmm. nothing's happened. There's the ball, there's the lane, they've been there for a while, the pins are still standing there at the end of the lane, and for a while nothing happens, and then nothing happens, and then nothing happens. And eventually the ball's going to hit the pins, hopefully, might go into the gutter. But nothing changes after the ball is released. So there are really good bowlers that as soon as they release the ball, they know they got a strike. And then it's simply a matter of waiting. It's a matter of being patient. And in bowling, it only takes a few seconds, so we don't really get wrapped around the axle about it. But if you can imagine bowling and having the strike take a week and a half, there would be all manner of excitement about it. Oh my God, what's going to happen? No, that one's going. That's a strike. It is right there. It's hidden between the one and the three or whatever it is. And they just know. And the other highly spiritual analogy that I can give for this, for people who aren't into bowling, is towards the very end of the original Star Wars movie. And it was Luke Skywalker's trying to shoot the torpedo into the Death Star. And they've all tried it a couple of times and it hasn't worked. And then the voice of Obi-Wan Kenobi says, "Use the Force." So he turns off the computer and he goes within and he allows himself to be guided to have his ship and his gun pointed in a particular direction. And at exactly what he's told is the perfect moment, he fires the torpedoes, the missiles. And what happens? Nothing. They go, it looks like they went in, but you don't know. And they got no more time, they got no more torpedoes, they got nothing left, so they're like making their getaway, and then suddenly, boom, the thing explodes. Same thing. This is made manifest without hesitation. It takes a certain amount of time for the ball to get to the pins. It takes a certain amount of time for the torpedoes to get to the part of the Death Star that makes it explode. It takes a little bit of time. And we get to let go of our attachment to having it happen on our schedule and know that it's being made manifest without hesitation.
Yeah. I like that part. Because I think it's really important to know that things are happening behind the scenes that are working together to make your thing happen or come to the light or fruition so that you could see it. People could say that we live in eternity and it's no such thing as time and the thing already happened. But that's not helping you, you know, when your neck is in a sling. So it's kind of cool to talk about your mindset and your faith set. I think we said that word before, I'm not sure. But where your faith is. Yeah, where your faith is in the step one and step two. I think that's fairly important. And I'm using myself as an example without saying it because I have a lifetime history of this, the way it was and then the way it changed. Mm-hmm. And I think that I think God is God and works God's thing, no matter where you sit on the planet and what your religion may happen to be. But because I made such a change, I was able to make a clear comparison. Mm-hmm. And the comparison was more of what was going on in my head and my belief system than about what God was doing. Because I'll tell you, I was pissed off with God a whole lot of times, you know, in my lifetime. And I was not one of those people that felt guilty about saying it. I was pissed and didn't like it, and I would say it. But then take the blame on myself and say, well, you know, it's probably something I did. But I didn't know how to undo it. And I think because of that, I do have a little bit of an advantage because I come over to across the street and I can look at the structure that allows my faith to work a bit differently. I recently had a business meeting to go to, and the thing was, you know, in the air for a while, but things take time. You don't get the meeting when you want to get the meeting, and you just got to wait till the meeting happens and all of that. So I was doing that, and in the beginning, I thought, this thing could go either way. That's not good practical prayer, right? So So I got myself, and I was thinking, okay, you better prepare for this or that. No, I'm not going to do that. So I got myself in line with, or in alignment with these five steps. And then, you know, life happened, blah, blah, blah. It's time for the meeting. And I'm thinking, did I revisit these five steps all the way through, you know, like from the beginning and the ensuing weeks? And now I'm getting ready to go through the door. And did I cover the bases of the practical prayer? It was so funny. And I thought, okay, you got the first two. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. And I did a really quick thing. And next thing I know, I'm sitting down at the desk in front of these people. And I said, I got this. I just got it. And I think it had more to do with understanding how the workings behind the prayer, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's all in the prayer, but we got to go slow. Like, I'm really slow and detailed. So
saying to myself, rather than slow.
Okay. All right. So, okay. Yeah, I am that for sure. And I don't mind taking my time with it because it's that important to understand how we get to the manifestation part and be able to understand that it is present. And I'm not sure that, I think you have to keep going over and over it. Maybe.
You don't have to, but it doesn't hurt. Tell you what, let's take a break. There's like three things that I want to talk about, and if I start talking about them, then we'll still be here a week from today. So we'll do a break, and I'll pick one of them to talk about.
Learn to put practical prayer to work in your life. The steps are simple to learn and let you begin to get real results to create the life of your dreams immediately. Reverend Bill Marcioni's widely acclaimed book, Practical Prayer for Real Results, gives you a clear summary of the new thought principles behind practical prayer and the series of easy-to-understand steps found in the most effective prayers from religions and spiritual practices all over the world and throughout history. Practical prayer is not a replacement for your religion or practice. It's a technique to make the work you do in consciousness even more effective. The book includes 40 prayers on various topics that you can adapt as needed and use as your own. Practical Prayer for Real Results is available in paperback, Kindle, and audiobook on Amazon or at b-the-light.com. That's b-the-light.com.
Welcome back to the Practical Prayer Podcast. I'm Carol, here with Reverend Dr. Bill Marcioni. Conversation is amazing.
It is. Yeah. And before the break, I told you there are three things that we could talk about. One of them is manifesting, which I will save for a little bit. The second one is a light topic, which is the speed of light. And the third one is about, in relation to what you just said, is about getting what you want. Because when you go into a business meeting and there's the possibility of a deal coming together, there's the assumption that we want this deal to happen in a way that's going to be helpful and uplifting for us. And we don't want it to be a deal where we're going to be taken advantage of and we're going to wind up getting hemmed in by something and basically having a poor experience. So a lot of people would go into the business meeting and say, I want to get a deal. But how many, have you ever gotten a job where it turns out later, this is not a good job for me. This would have been a good job for somebody else to have instead of me. Well, and that's the difference. If we go into that meeting saying, I'm getting the job or I'm getting the deal or I'm getting whatever, then we're telling the universe that we're okay with whatever happens. And when we go into the same meeting saying, this meeting comes out perfectly, everybody gets exactly what it is they need, and there is complete clarity about how good this fit is. And if the fit sucks, everybody knows. And you walk away and everybody goes, phew. And we've been in those too.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Voice is, I got this allergy and it's kicks up on me every now and then, makes me hoarse. Sorry
about that. Springtime.
Yeah. Welcome to spring.
Welcome to spring. Yeah, so that's in that case, we want to be careful about the prayer because when our ego gets in there and tells us, this is what's going to make me happy, it's like, do we want the thing or do we want to be happy? Because if I make the assumption that this external thing is going to make me happy, then I'm putting all of my energy into that external thing rather than putting the focus on what I really want, which is to be happy. So, and it's a little bit of there's some nuance in there, but it's actually really important. And the second one that I wanted to... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you talk, because I was going to change the subject to the speed of light.
Oh, okay. It's a bit of a guidebook, this prayer book, practical prayer book, because I'm thinking about the experience that I had, and this experience lasted over a period of months. I mean, I had to wait and do things and all that. When I got to the table and maybe 10 minutes in and I calmed down and, you know, I mean, I'm really cool. Nobody knows I'm all whoops.
It's on the inside. You're all fluffy. Yep.
Yeah. But then when I calmed down on the inside, I said, I got this. This is mine. I own it. Mm-hmm. But I also knew that it was only because of adjustments that I made from the beginning, from the inception of the idea. So I smiled as I thought, if I hadn't made certain adjustments in my head and my understanding and in my activity, I wouldn't be sitting here feeling this way.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean? It was
absolutely.
So in the beginning, when we talk about God is, you know, and then step two, my unifying or my unification or my identification with God, it really makes me say, God is this. Am I this? Am I acting, you know, this way in congruence or in alignment with God? And that's where the behavior adjustments come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you have to look at that squarely and not be afraid of it, because it could make the difference. Even
yep.
though we say the prayer, if we are not the prayer, the outcome could certainly be different.
What you are talking about in the time between when you got the opportunity and you set the intention for it to come together successfully for you, you mm-hmm. spent some time letting the pieces shift around in your awareness and your consciousness to the point where you had an understanding of what you're bringing and what you're getting. That's the experiential version of going through those two refutation and reaffirmation steps. It's like, well, okay, it's not going to be this. It is going to be that. It doesn't have to be this. It can be that. I don't need to give up this. I can have and share that. And you don't... The interesting thing about the practical prayer is that it is a formula for something that we don't need a formula for. It is possible to do this without using any of the steps, by having the same consciousness of being in alignment and accepting our good and being grateful for it. We don't need the words. We don't need the sequence. We don't need the formula. But this makes it really easy to step through it. And what you did is you took part of it out of the prayer and put it and embodied it in your life and then went to the meeting. And it had the same effect.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not sure if I could have expected the same outcome or say that the same thing would happen, because there was one point in this whole process, you know, and this thing went, you know, some months, and I thought, it just dawned on me, because, you know, like, I'm a real faith person and God is this, and I'm, you know, but then I just had this freeze frame moment and realized, this is bigger than me. This is bigger than me. And I can't just tiptoe through what I have done before and expect to slam it. This is way bigger. and so, you know, I think when people are fairly successful and good at things, you can't take God for granted. And I may not be saying it the right way, but God is bigger. When I stopped and said, wait a minute, this thing is way bigger than I thought it was, and I am not necessarily a match for this. I got to come up. And it's when I said, God is bigger than everything. So whatever I need, I will have access to it. But I had to do some things. You know, I had to exercise some things. I had to open some books and remind. Do you know what I mean? I had to step up.
Yep.
But without the realization of one and two, steps one and two, I couldn't have sat there. I wouldn't have had that moment that said, you got it.
Thank you so much for that. This is the perfect teachable moment, because as you have noticed recently, I've taken to kind of slamming manifesting as manifesting. Mm-hmm. It's just standing there claiming you're good and knowing that it's going to come around. And the good news about it is that it works. The bad news about it is that it seems to work. And what we're talking about in a practical prayer is what I have taken to referring to as the manifestation sandwich. Okay, if you put the manifestation between a slice of God and a slice of gratitude, then you've got a prayer. If you try and do it yourself just by claiming with your ego that it's going to work, that's like you going into that meeting and not bringing in spirit and just going with what would have been your small self in a previous life, I got this, and driving down towards the familiar instead of opening and allowing the greatness and the potential that was there to come through. Let yourself be filled with the awareness of spirit and the fact that it's right here. And that brings so much power to it. That makes whatever the meat or the cheese on the sandwich that much better. And once you've got that going on, that realization, you let it go in gratitude. So when we take that manifestation, which may or may not work, and we sandwich it that way, there's a lot of power.
Yeah, I got to say this, though. You know, it's to me, this is a practical prayer subject and book, but it's really lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. At every point of decision, hope, need, whatever you want to call it, it's all lifestyle, because I've been at this table before where I was. Mm-hmm. But I recognized that the table was bigger than any table I had specifically been. And I said, wait a minute, I am clearly not a match for this, the way I'm thinking, you know, because I think successes of the past make you a little bit unrealistic about the present. And because I'm methodical, I catch myself. But you use the term ego, you know, and that you got to be courageous and say, okay, you know, maybe my ego would have walked in there and thought I was going to slam it. But instead I said, you know what, this is a little bigger than what you have seen before. And it's a life, a whole mindset from the beginning, the months in between, and the final day. Understanding where all of this fits in the universe and where I fit. And I had to make some changes, you know, I mean,
yeah,
I kind of like me. Okay. But cause me has pulled me through some things. However, I got enough sense to know that I'm not in this by myself. So I had to make some adjustments with me along the way. So the book, The Practical Prayer, is a guide of a lifestyle, so to speak. Because you said that Jesus embodied this practical prayer. He didn't have to always say one and two.
He lived in one and two. He knew that there was the Father was everything, and he knew that the Father was within. When you see me, you see the Father. The Father and I are one. He knew that. He didn't need to repeat it every time he did a prayer.
I really appreciate that you said that in the class that day, because, you know, I knew the prayers of Jesus. I didn't know the mindset of Jesus. I think that's important. That's a difference. And when you pointed that out, you know, I said, wait a minute, this is how I have to be. Because it, first of all, it makes sense. It just makes sense. So it's how I have to live in order to, how my mind has to work. You call it prayer, I call it life.
Mm-hmm. And when you get to that level of living a prayerful life, there's no difference. The life is the prayer is the life. When we mm-hmm. are mm-hmm. embodying and living this awareness that there's one divine power and presence, that's everything, and that includes me. The awareness, our connection, our unity with the one is, it's all pervasive. It's always there. Mm-hmm. We don't lose it, and it can't go away. So it is always present. And I can do it sometimes, but then somebody cuts me off in traffic and I forget. I refer to God, and that's only the first half of the word.
Yeah, that's the word I was going to say. We forget.
Absolutely.
But, you know, it's like you put the little sign on the bathroom mirror, like how many pounds you want to lose and what you want your credit score to be or whatever your little sign is. You know, you could put a sticker up there, too, about how you describe God. Mm-hmm. Because everybody has their way of getting through this life, I'm sure. And mine is not the way. But reflecting on step one, who God is, that makes it okay for me. Because you should have never told me that God and I are one. I got this. I might have to fix some stuff along the way. I might have to fix it, but nothing slams number one. Do you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. And there are a lot of different aspects of God. God is infinite, but God is love, God is power, God is harmony, God is balance, God is peace, God is abundance. And if we take any of those aspects and then we turn it into a 1-2, God is love and mm-hmm. so am I. God is peace, and so am I. God is power, and so am I. God is harmony, and so am I. And put that on the window. As long as whatever it is that you're claiming is a God essence, there's the possibility of that truth being true about you. God is love, and so am I. And then see what happens. See if love mm-hmm. doesn't show up even more richly in your life. Because you're not looking for it. You're claiming that's the truth of what you are and activating the law of attraction. And up it then shows.
Really? Because I have an advantage, not that other people don't, but I do know the Bible fairly well.
Yes,
and
you
there
do.
there are a lot of stories in there that I look at much differently now, of course. I mean, you look through a metaphysical lens, you're going to see a whole lot different. But you also see God better. And mm-hmm. there are times when I was able to connect to a story and then seeing God better, well, now listen, when is the next meeting?
Game on.
So thanks for the book.
Let's take another break, and then we're actually going to repeat the prayer for harmony and balance. I'm going to claim that good for everybody here. It's Reverend Bill letting you know that the Practical Prayer for Real Results class is now available on demand. That's right, you can take it at your own pace, anytime you want. All of the information is at bethelight.com. That's b-the-light.com. You know where to find that stuff. The class is 5 lessons, broken down into 18 modules, and you can take them at whatever pace is comfortable for you. As you work through the process, it starts out with the theory, goes into the practice, there are experiential activities and exercises, and at the end of the program, you will wind up with an understanding of how practical prayer works, and a practical prayer for yourself that will work to create transformation in your life. And as you know, it works for everything. Take a look at the class online at bethelight.com. There's a sample lesson so you can see how the class is going to work for you and then dive in. The great news is it's on sale now. You can register and save $20 off of the regular price. I'm looking forward to seeing you in class.
Welcome back to the Practical Prayer Podcast. I'm Carol, your Reverend Dr. Bill Marchione. Loving this conversation.
We've been having a wonderful conversation about living on a prayer.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what we're doing. Yeah, and that's what we want to be able to do, is to live that experience instead of visiting it periodically, especially foxhole prayers, where we only think about it when things are going bad.
Yeah.
Getting ourselves into the practice and the tendency of being aware of the infinite and how that divine power and presence abides within is huge.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
It's huge. So I'm going to repeat the prayer for harmony and balance from page 16 of the Practical Prayer for Real Results book. And I'm going to speak it in the first person, and I'm going to do that on behalf of everybody who is listening to this prayer. And I invite you to take it for yourself also in the first person. That means wherever I say I mean I, and you take it for yourself to mean I. And that kind of amplifies and radiates and shares the power of it. So here we go. There is only one power, one mind, one intelligence that created everything in the world around me. It began with nothing, in darkness and void, and brilliantly brought forth all of the rich range of forms and forces that I experience. Because everything came from the One, all must, by its nature, fit perfectly in its place within the whole. This is the divine harmony and balance of all creation. I am part of this creation, so I too must fit into it in perfect balance and harmony. And the same is true for everyone within the sound of my voice. Every cell in my body is in harmony within itself, with all of the surrounding cells and tissues and fluids and organs of my body, and with everything in my environment. This harmony and balance is the perfect health, which is my birthright, the natural order intended for my experience. This is true of me now and of everyone listening to this prayer. Anything that appears to obstruct or interfere with this perfect health and harmony is a temporary distraction only, and is not the truth. I allow my mind and body to return easily and immediately to harmony, health, and comfort. I'm thankful for the divine goodness, grateful to live each moment in balance and harmony. It is with gratitude for this goodness that I speak this word of truth, knowing that it is made manifest without hesitation. And so it is.
The Practical Prayer Podcast with Reverend Bill Marchione and Carol Lawrence is a production of BeTheLight.com.
Be-the-light.com.
Where you can find more information about Practical Prayer for Real Results.
Our theme is by Music of Wisdom. You can learn about the spiritual community of New Thought Philadelphia with daily guided meditations,
weekly celebrations of spirit,
and Reverend Bill's classes in practical spirituality
at newthoughtphilly.org.